Yeah, Neville here. It's Tuesday, August the 4th. Some thoughts quickly on the latest development in this Spinvox kerfuffle. I've commented in audio before about this, talked about it on my podcast for immediate release. Every episode for the last three, including a lengthy discussion in the most recent episode, Monday, yesterday, with my my podcasting co-host, Shel Holtz. So, but this is to do with what I'm seeing emerging after this session Spinvox held at their headquarters in Marlow for mainstream media journalists and selected tech bloggers, I guess. The post that I'm referring to is actually, I think, extremely well written in TechCrunch by Milo Yiannopoulos, who is in fact the writer at TechCrunch, who was the one who inadvertently published, or who wrote the draft of the post that was inadvertently published on Sunday about Spinvox's James Whatley saying he'd quit. Anyway, Milo was there, and he's written, to my mind, the best post I've seen, and I've only seen three so far, actually. But this is very good, particularly the second part of his headline, which says the demo didn't really answer the big questions. And he takes on a narrative of what happened when he got there, what was presented, the test that the Spinvox's chief information officer, Rob Wheatley, did. Then it gets interesting from my perspective, from a PR point of view, that I think it is very interesting. Milo's key paragraph to me is this one. He says, "The aim of the day had been to show us how the technology works. First of all," he says, "it didn't, beyond transcribing a simple message in a quiet room." In fact, read his post for the whole detail on that. It's very interesting. "But secondly," he says, "and more importantly, that's not actually what people want to know about anymore. Since Spinvox refuses to go on the record about the level of human involvement, the media will be left having to continue to speculate about that number and no doubt investigate it as well. The sorts of questions we did want to ask included, do you have a chief financial officer? They don't, and astonishingly haven't had one for 8 months. This is a company with hundreds of millions in venture backing. Are your investors comfortable with your CEO being paid over £500,000 a year when the company doesn't even break even yet? Does the fact that you just accepted another cash injection of £15 million mean, given the date of your previous round of investment, you're burning through £3 million a month?" Very interesting. That, I can imagine, if I'd been there, those may well have been what I would want to know about. The point to me is that here's a company who very carefully controlled a staged event with best intentions, I'm pretty certain, to show people what the tech was about. And yet, it seems to me that it's another example of a public relations misstep in not recognizing that that may actually not be where attention has now, or rather, that may not be where attention still is any longer. Not so much how the technology works. It's the answers to the questions that have been circulating around the blogosphere in particular, but also in the mainstream media for the past 2 weeks, which is Spinvox's claims, or rather people's interpretation of Spinvox's claims about the technology taking care of all of this transcription, versus how many human beings are doing it in these call centres around the world, that they're not answering those questions, citing proprietary information, commercial sensitivity and all that. And that's probably more about what people are interested in. Now you've got this, and to me, from a PR point of view, this is interesting. People are closely looking at the company more than they otherwise would have, perhaps, and are asking questions like that, which they're not answering. They're not prepared to answer that. And indeed, Milo's post talks a bit further about how their chief executive officer, who, as he said, did a cameo appearance, Christina Domecq, didn't like those questions at all. No, I'm not surprised, not prepared for them. Where were their PR agency? Porta Novelli, actually. I wonder what PR advice they're getting. They don't have a visible PR presence, although their website lists PR people. What's going on there, I wonder? So I'm actually going to pay attention to see what emerges tomorrow. But to me, the story has evolved rapidly now. It's about Spinvox as a company. It's not just about their tech. It's about these unanswered questions. And now you've got these questions being asked. Definitely not good from a PR point of view that this is out of control of Spinvox. They absolutely do not have control of this story anymore. And it seems to me to be getting worse. So still one to pay attention to.